But I want to first discuss, real quick, the new DT ad. If you go to DT's Instagram, all right, if you go to DT's Instagram, he has this new ad out, and it hits Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Anthony Weiner, sprinkled in with a little Bill Cosby, if you will. And it's genius. It really is. Of course, the liberals are losing their minds. State-run media is losing their mind, but they're also playing in to the Trump strategy. Think about this. Trump spent $2 million to run ads in Iowa and New Hampshire. And people go, well, is he running these ads because he's losing in the polls? No, he's running these ads to grease the wheels in Iowa and New Hampshire. Remember, that money goes to the local television stations, which goes to the program directors, goes to the county executives. All these people vote. All these people have friends that vote. All these people are part of organizations that vote. And it goes a long way when somebody gives you $2 million, all right? All right? Remember, Donald Trump has always been friends with Democrats. He's always been friends with Republicans. He's given money to both sides throughout the history of his business dealings. Why? Because that's how you get things. Okay? That's how you get favors. Money makes the world go round. So he spent millions of dollars on TV ads to air locally in New Hampshire and Iowa. And of course, state-run media, just like he knew they would, ran his ads on every single one of their programs. And then when the ad got done, they had a panel to discuss his ad. So CNN did it. MSNBC did it. Wolf Blitzer's show did it. Chris Matthews' show did it. Rachel Maddow's show did it. Lawrence O'Donnell's show did it. Chris Hayes' show did it. The Nightly News did it. On NBC, ABC, CBS. Everybody did it. So the $2 million local ad buy turns into a $35 million national ad buy. Genius. It's effing genius. You know, everybody on the left and some people on the right put Donald Trump down. Reality star show, the host, he's Carly Fiorina. He's like the Kardashians. Listen, think about what this guy has done in this political climate, this election cycle. Think about what he's done, the strategy. Think about how he planned. Think about where he is now versus Jeb Bush, versus Carly Fiorina, versus Ben Carson, versus John Kasich, versus Rick Perry. Who? Yeah, Rick Perry. He's not even in the race anymore. George Pataki, Lindsey Graham. It has to be worth something. Can't be just a dum-dum. Can't be just, oh, this idiot. He's just a reality show star. That's all. It's a cult of personality. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
Well, this cult of personality has outsmarted supposed geniuses in the political world. He's outsmarted people that have been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years. These people aren't too smart since they're getting their asses kicked by a reality television star. So today's ad is an Instagram ad. That's all. An Instagram ad, which has already been shown on state-run media. CNN and their morning shows have already shown it, and MSNBC's morning shows have already shown it. We haven't gotten to the night shows. We haven't gotten to night programming. So an Instagram ad that costs nothing, absolutely nothing, is now being treated as a TV spot. It's genius. It really is. It's genius. It's absolutely genius. And the ad is awesome. Let me see if I can play this for you. I have to play it into the microphone. I think everybody will be able to hear it. I'm doing it so ghetto. But hey, come on now. All right, here we go. Let's see if I can get it. I have to go to my Instagram like a putz. All right, here we go. Here it is. All right, so here it goes. You ready? Listen.
Women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights once and for all. Let's keep fighting for opportunity and dignity.
All right, so that's the audio of the Instagram ad. So it's over the Hillary Clinton speech she made many, 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 many years ago, speaking, I think, at a foreign lecture or something like that. I think. I'm not sure. If I recall, I thought it was overseas. But it starts with her voice. It shows Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Then it shows Bill Clinton saying with the New York Post saying liar. Then it shows a picture of Anthony Weiner standing in the background of Hillary talking. And then it goes to a New York Post article that says Weiner's rise and fall. Then it ends with a picture of Hillary Clinton standing next to Bill Cosby. And then a caption comes up that says, true defender of women's rights. And then it ends with Trump, make America great again. It's a genius ad. It is. It's a genius ad. And it's everything that I said was going to happen to the Clintons, to the liberals, to the Democrats. And it's exactly why they don't want to run against Donald Trump. It's exactly why I said it's all smoke and mirrors when you hear Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Lanny Davis or even Howard Dean go, oh man, we love to run against Trump. Yeah, we love to run. BS. They don't want to run against Trump. You're seeing what they're going to get if they run against Trump. And, of course, liberals, state-run media, are crying because babies they are. Babies, crybabies, bully babies. That's what they are. So this is what we're going to get now? We're going to litigate the 90s? Is that what we're going to get? These accusations, these things from the 90s. The 90s? First off, Anthony Weiner is not from the 90s. Anthony Weiner is 2 years ago. Anthony Weiner's wife is Huma Abedin, a woman, for all intents and purposes, will probably be the chief of staff if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Huma Abedin, a Muslim, who some say, okay, rather it's rumor, rather it's innuendo, rather it's false, regardless. It's out there. It's out there that family members of Huma Abedin have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not something new. This isn't a birther issue. This isn't Obama born in Kenya. This is connecting dots, a family tree that goes back to Pakistan, and different family members being part of different organizations, different mosques, different things that have ties to different individuals that have ties to other individuals that are associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. It is what it is. No different in America when an organized crime figure goes to prison or is tied to somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that has a family member that knows a cousin of a stepbrother's aunt's distant uncle who was a soldier in the Gambino family. And in turn, somehow, it all goes back to that person who says, I had no idea. And everybody goes, yeah, sure. Okay. Abedin, all right, Huma Abedin is Hillary Clinton's closest and most trusted staff member. I mean, best friend. They are Ted. Okay, you saw the movie Ted, right? Ted with Mark Wahlberg, the talking bear. Best friends for life, right? They are best friends for life. So Anthony Weiner is her husband, Anthony Weiner. The guy that was taking pictures of his penis and sending them to women. Sending them to women. Basically stalking and harassing women via computer, via cell phone with his penis. These women didn't say, oh, will you send me pictures of your penis? Please, please. I want pictures of your penis. Send me pictures of your penis. These women weren't doing that. No. He just did it. It's like going to your neighbor's door, knocking on it. They open it and you go, hey, what do you think? You got your penis in your hand. Your neighbor wouldn't like that. I sure the hell wouldn't like that. That's Anthony Weiner. He got caught. Big scandal. Disgraced him. His office. And Huma Abedin was standing next to him while Anthony Weiner was telling the world what a low-life piece of garbage he was. And then guess what? 6 months later, he got caught again! Again! So, liberals talking about the 90s, are we going to litigate the 90s? What are you talking about? Anthony Weiner is now. Anthony Weiner is somebody the millennials know. Now, it's been very, very hush-hush that that is Hillary Clinton's closest advisor's husband. That's hush-hush. They even try to keep Huma Abedin hush-hush. They try to keep that situation hush-hush. But that's something millennials will know. Because they definitely know who Anthony Weiner is. They definitely know who he is. And I bring up millennials because the debate was millennials knowing and or caring about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Because they weren't around during that time. They weren't around for Jennifer Flowers. They weren't around for Paula Jones. They weren't around for Juanita Broderick. They weren't around for Catherine Willey. They weren't around for all of Bill Clinton's antics. In turn, it will just kind of go over their heads. And the way state-run media talks about Lewinsky and Clinton, a millennial is just going to get from this corrupt, vile news that we have today that Monica Lewinsky was a worker at, Pizza Hut, delivered a pizza, and Bill Clinton and her fell in love by just the mere sight of each other. So, Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner is now. So, when Hillary Clinton is talking about standing up for women's rights and, equal pay and just everything that is supposed to empower women and make women strong and make them her closest and most trusted employee, Huma Abedin, has a vile, disgusting, perverted, sexual harassing husband. Kind of hypocritical. It's kind of hypocritical. It's kind of hypocritical. And when liberals talk about we're going to re-litigate the 90s, well, listen here, libs. It's 2015. Okay? What was accepted in the 90s is not accepted in 2015. That's why there is specials. That's why TV is dedicated at least, I don't know, one or two shows a week to Bill Cosby. And women coming forth and saying 30 years ago, Bill Cosby forced them to perform fellatio on him and made a mess of their face. And I'm quoting that from a speech that was given, I don't know, 2 months ago. And these women say they never came forward because they were ashamed. And they felt nobody would believe them. Some of them felt it was their fault because they had gone to Bill Cosby's room. And all of those things that those women have said and felt back in the 80s and 90s would disqualify sex harassment, rape, things of that nature. But in 2015, 2016, feminists of today, the women that are running around making everybody PC, the women that are running around saying soldiers need to be women. Women run around today are perfectly and accepting of women coming forward and talking about rape or talking about sexual abuse or things of that nature that happened to them 30 years ago and litigating what happened today. So the liberals who go, this was all talked about in the 90s. People are fine with it. The president even beat impeachment. Congress exonerated him. Sure, he got a little asterisk next to his name, but ultimately he was exonerated. Well, they seem to forget that Democrats did have the Senate then, but it's another, it's another conversation we can have in a different day. What was acceptable back in the 80s and 90s, like the boss having sex with interns or women in positions where they feel like they have no choice is not acceptable in 2016. Just like the Confederate flag was acceptable 20, 30 years ago. And in some areas of our country today, it's acceptable. You see 2016, that Confederate flag coming down. You see colleges and students demanding library names being changed. Because Woodrow Wilson, not a friend of black man. So here we are relitigating our own history. Here we are relitigating the Confederate flag and what the Civil War was about. So guess what, libs? Yeah. Having a woman run for president and have as her surrogate, a man who abused women is definitely something that is up for discussion. Yeah. Yeah. Kuma Abedin and Anthony Weiner are definitely up for discussion. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Libs. When you go, but Cosby? Why is he in the ad? Well, what Bill Cosby did is exactly what Bill Clinton did. What Bill Cosby is basically being destroyed. What Bill Cosby did, and now the media, business, the public are destroying him. It's exactly what Bill Clinton did. It's exactly what Bill Clinton did. The only thing that is different is the roofies. But if you want to substitute the power of being governor and president of the United States for the roofie, I think that would be perfectly acceptable. Power is a drug. And when somebody has that much power, and you're part of that circle just trying to survive, and that person pulls out their penis, says, give it a little kiss, just a little kiss. What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, the Clintons. Oh, God, this is their worst nightmare. And for the Republicans who are trying to beat Donald Trump, it is their worst nightmare. Why? Because Republicans despise the Clintons. The Republican electorate despise the Clintons. And when someone goes after the Clintons, it's here. And when someone goes after the Clintons in a soft, gentle way, they get angry and they say, why aren't they saying this? Why aren't they saying that? Well, here comes Donald Trump. And he's saying to all the Republicans, you want to watch how you handle the Clintons? You want to watch how you shut Bill Clinton down? The guy that the liberals say is their rock star. Liberals say that he's the reason that Obama won in 2012. He saved Obama. Well, you haven't heard much from the Clinton camp. They actually have a new policy, a New Year's resolution, that they will not talk about Donald Trump. You saw Bill Clinton recently, right? He looked weak. He looked shell-shocked. He looked like somebody that is terrified that as the rallies go on, he's going to get questions about his past. he's going to get people heckling him about his past. Because when Democrats applaud protesters and Black Lives Matters thugs disrupting Trump rallies, these hippy-dippy Burning Man degenerates that like to follow Bernie Sanders standing up at a Trump rally, calling him a racist, and the Democrats applaud. Bill Clinton knows that that is giving strength to Republicans to do the same thing. So if you're a Republican, if you're somebody that despises the liberals, but just don't have that oomph to stand up at a rally and scream and yell at Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, and you see all these liberals doing it at Trump rallies, and liberals clapping and smiling, and the Chris Hayes and Joy Reid's and Lawrence O'Donnell's at us laughing, going, yay, yay. Well, guess what? Bill Clinton's been around long enough to know that Republicans are going to start doing it to him. And they already started with Hillary. They already started with Wanda Broderick, and Hillary Clinton refusing to talk to the woman, refusing to address the issue, and instead calling the woman rude. Clinton looks terrified. Bill Clinton looks like he doesn't want to have to do this for the next 7 months. He looked tired. He looked low energy. He looked like somebody that got away with something, and he knows he got away with some, and he knows he continues to get away with stuff. He still fraternizes with hookers. That's a fact. There's Instagram pictures all over the web. I know the hookers that he used to fraternize with. Seven, eight, 9 months of this, you don't want it. This is just the start. The libs don't want it. They know deep down inside that Donald Trump can beat Hillary Clinton. And the traditional electoral map gets completely flipped around if Donald Trump is the nominee. End of story. Check out the Instagram ad. Go to Donald Trump's Instagram page, or just click on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and they will be running the ads all day. Trust me. They will be running the ads all day.